I mentioned at the beginning of Mass that the words of that opening hymn, "We walk by faith and not by sight," are so important. That is the summation of the second reading, in a sense, which starts off. I'll just read the opening line again because it is so important. It might seem a little wordy to some people, but it is so important. "Only faith can guarantee the blessings that we hope for, or prove the existence of the realities at present that remain unseen." So that would ask, make us ask the question of what is faith? What is our faith? If, as a parent trying to explain that to a child, it can be quite complicated, because essentially faith is about something that is real but not seen. So that's the exact rewording of that opening line in the second reading. It is something that is real but not seen. So there's an object. The object is God. And then there is an action. So there's what we focus on, and then there's what we do with that focus. And the action in this case is that we believe. God is, we believe. God is the object, our belief is the action. And that action, that belief that we participate in, takes up our whole life. So we look at our life, I would be saying to you this morning, when I talk about faith, what is faith? We look at our life because that is the action, that is the doing of giving myself to God, to work with and for God. It's a constant in my life. Everything, every breath I take, every step I take is toward God, toward my coming to be with God, because that's a promise that he made to us through Christ. It's constant. It's kind of a fallacy to say things like, "Oh, he lost his faith," or "she's lost her faith." That's probably not true. It probably is more a case of this journey in life has become too hard, too complex to understand that God would be calling me through suffering. It's usually through people's suffering that they lose their way to God. And for others, it is the way they really find God, is through suffering. But whichever way we look at it, when we talk about what is faith, for us who profess Christianity, it is a relationship that encompasses our whole life. Now, it seems to me that in life, as has been said, that there are two kinds of people in life. And if we relate this to faith, something that I focus on, someone that I focus on, yet I cannot see. Those beautiful words from 1 Peter in the New Testament. You have not seen him, yet you love him. That's the whole summation of what is our faith and our attempt to come close to God. Those words are, for me, they are so intimate that they are almost romantic. You have not seen him, yet you love him. Your being here today, you have not seen him, yet you love him, you desire him. That's what unites us, our belief, this action. And so the two kinds of people in life that I would understand and has been professed is that we have people who are planners, and we have people who are pilgrims. Planners and pilgrims. Now, planners are the people in life who like to be organised. They like to know the outcome or the potential outcome. They like things to be a little bit more categorised. They work by a schedule. They do not like surprises. They're not friends of spontaneity. Are planners. They tend to be a little more rigid. And opposing that, I would say there are what I'm calling the pilgrims. They are the people who are on the journey in life and recognise that in life there are surprises, good surprises and not so good surprises at times. But things cannot just be black and white. And so pilgrims move through the journey of their life focused on God, who they have not seen, yet they believe. There is a promise that has been made to the pilgrim, and they are awaiting the fulfillment of that promise. And in the meantime, they get on with life, the journey of life. That's what pilgrims do. Whereas planners wait there with their arms crossed, expecting things to be done here and now. Our faith lived out here and now plants seeds that we will never see the result of, most of us, because our life as pilgrims is a journey. And so the impact that we make on others during the course of our life, we will probably never know. And that's why in that second reading, if you go on to the end of chapter 11 in the letter to the Hebrews, you go on, 17 times it begins with the phrases, "It was by faith," or "faith allowed." It was by faith that Abraham moved into the promised land, though he did not know it was the promised land and he did not see Jerusalem being built. But it was by faith that he moved there. It was by faith that he raised Isaac and Isaac raised Jacob. It was by faith that the promise made that your descendants will be as many as the stars in the heavens and the grains of sand on the shore. But Abraham never saw that, but it happened. He had faith, he believed in God, and he put his life, his whole journey, in that belief. That's what we're asked to do. How do we do that? We'll read the gospel again and be ready. I'll leave that with you. But in this pilgrim life of faith of ours, and as Christians, the essential ingredient, I believe, is actually love. And I know that people say, oh, love, that word gets bashed around so many times. But we cannot have a Christian faith if we do not have love. If we have not experienced love, then we are even further from our focus of finding God, because God is love. And our task is to bring that love to those that live in a planner's world. We as pilgrims must break through and bring that love to everybody, regardless of who or where they stand in life. So read the second reading again if you get a chance during the course of your day or week. Read chapter 11 of the letter to the Hebrews and just look at the times that it says it was by faith. And then reflect on your life. It was by faith. It was by faith that you married the person that you married, for those of you who were married. You did not know what the outcome of this marriage would be. And you won't know what the outcome of it is in its entirety in this life. To answer in this week of vacations the call to priesthood, for example, I did not know what the outcome of my life would be. And it's not over yet. But the impact of my life on my focus with God, my action, my belief, well, that impact I will never see. More than likely, it will be those that come after me. And so it is with love. We plant that seed during the course of our life with faith, with God as our focus, and my absolute belief that the promise he made me will be fulfilled, though I will not see it here and now. Faith, in my view, allows us to live our life as pilgrims here and now in such a way that when we die, our love will survive and continue to grow. Now you think about that particularly as parents and grandparents. Faith allows us to live our life here and now as pilgrims in such a way that when we die, our love will survive and continue to grow.